It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Today in your health, Medicare prescription drug coverage again. Today is the start of the annual six-week open enrollment period when Medicare patients can join or switch drug plans for 2008. Seniors who struggled to choose from among 50 or more plans when the program started 2 years ago have mostly stayed put. But as NPR's Julie Rovner reports, sticking with the same plan may not be the best financial or health decision.
It almost felt like a circus in the multipurpose room at the Holiday Park Senior Center in Wheaton, Maryland yesterday afternoon. Under one tent, nurses were giving flu shots to some of the dozens of seniors in attendance. Another tent featured pamphlets about various community services. But the main event were the two bright blue tents staffed by volunteers with laptop computers ready to help people decide whether they should switch their Medicare prescription drug coverage. Suad Shamas came to see if she could save money by joining a different plan.
Because now I have exhausted all my money with the AARP and I am paying from my pocket 100%.
That meant Shamas fell into the notorious donut hole, the gap in the Medicare drug benefit where patients must cover all their own costs unless they spend several $1,000s, after which catastrophic coverage kicks in. Shamas took a seat next to Lita Blank, head of the Montgomery County Senior Health Insurance Program. Blank typed the names of the four drugs Shamas takes into Medicare's prescription drug website.
So it will not be with AARP?
No, it will not be with AARP anymore, no.
And within a few minutes, Blank found several plans that would save Shamas several $100s next year.
So let me print this out for you so you could have it. And I'll write on there exactly what we found, and you make the choice.
But people like Shamas, who realize they might do better with a different plan and figure out how to find help, are the exception. Tricia Newman heads the Medicare Policy Project for the Kaiser Family Foundation.
The reality is, at least this past year, most people did not switch plans. They didn't go through the process of looking for alternatives. You know, I don't really blame them. It's not easy to look for alternatives, and it takes a lot of work. But they could find themselves paying more and getting less if they don't check out their options.
If you've changed which drugs you take, it pays to see if a different plan might save you money. But even if you take the same drugs, your plan may change considerably from year to year. Many are raising monthly premiums. Average premiums are expected to rise about 17%, or roughly $4.50 a month. Some plans might actually lower premiums, but boost how much they charge for individual drugs, which would raise total costs. At the same time, says Newman, many plans are starting to charge different amounts, not just for different types of brand name drugs, but for different types of generic drugs, too.
One of the interesting things we're seeing this year is that they're not covering all generics. We're seeing some plans that cover some generics, some plans covering preferred generics, and of course there are a few that are covering all generics. But again, it's really up to the consumer to try to read the fine print and figure out what it is they're getting, because they may assume they're getting better coverage than they actually are.
Some Medicare beneficiaries will be pretty much forced to switch plans for next year, says Kevin Prindeville of the National Senior Citizens Law Center.
28% of low-income subsidy recipients are currently in plans that are free to them, but will not be free to them if they stay in that plan in 2008. That means that they're going to be facing some major changes that could cause some major disruptions in coverage.
Those are people with incomes under about $15,000 a year for individuals and $20,000 for couples. They're eligible for big discounts from Medicare, but only if they sign up for certain low-cost plans. And with so many plans raising premiums, as Prindeville says, an estimated 2.5 million people will have to switch plans in order to keep that additional government subsidy. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Medicare has an interactive web tool to help seniors find the right drug plan. You'll find a link at npr.org.